God morgen. Takk for søgnest. Og det godt at være efter, her sammen vi tikkum i morgen, men ønsk nu. So yeah, thank you for your warm welcome. You don't need to look very far in the world to see the need for missions. We live in a beautiful yet broken world.
Vi lever i en vøkron, men brotten heim.
There's family breakdown.
Familier knustar.
Child poverty.
Barnafátækadømme.
Millions of people are displaced due to conflict or natural disasters.
Millioner av folkum nødt til å flytta fra heimon, hus og heime på grunn av krutje eller naturvanlukkun.
And they become vulnerable in so many ways. And then even today, there are millions who have never heard the good news of
Jesus.
It is still news waiting to be shared. The good news, though, is that all over the world, Jesus is at work.
Viska Jesus.
Matthew chapter 9, verses 36 and 38.
Matteus kapitel 9, vers 36 til 38.
Says that when Jesus saw the crowds, he had compassion on them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Ask the Lord of the harvest, therefore, to send out workers into his harvest field."
Tøy han sa falche, tiktu hon jastale sintet heimon, til det var ytla hagrætt og vandrøkta som seier u ongan hyra hevor. Ta seier han vil lærsveina synar, skoreren i storur, men arbeidsmennene er fager. Bie, tøy herra skorarens, senda jod arbeidsmenn til skor syn.
My role is to train and equip missionaries so they can thrive in mission and ministry.
Mine leitlåter at arbeida, at stola, læra og djeva troboen anpå så de kunne blomsa i tænast og troboen.
This often comes under the heading of personal support raising.
Hette kommer ofte under heiden om personlige stolar.
It's often the financial aspect which is the most felt need.
Det är ofta den fortsatta passaren som ett hantöveren som tror på att följa eller mäscha oftast.
There is a budget that needs to be met.
Det är en fortsatt atlan som ska mötas.
There are bills to pay.
Det är rockningar som ska rindas.
However, in the support raising training,
men vi säger att få stålar till höldar,
We literally turn the missionary's hand from a begging position.
So when David Huntona Chajupo and Fra at Bitta
to a partnership position.
Till a samstars hunt.
And we don't talk about being underfunded.
We talk about having mankla fudging.
We talk about being underpartnered.
Now we talk about having mankla samstars filayar.
Because in the midst of ministry plans and budgets, etc.,
to meet the senior ledger atlaner for your troop one or at ledger for your atlan,
it's easy for the missionary to forget the big picture.
It a lot to troop one on at loyma tastora builate.
You see, God has created us to be part of something much bigger.
Så stå god hevi skapt okkum av større en pastor av nokrun nekk større.
We need each other to reflect Christ.
Vi har brug for hver øron til at kunne endespegle Kristus.
We're going to look at four ways in which our identity in Christ is reflected in our response to missions.
Vi får hitta ett fyra mat om hur så akara samlaget i Kristus för endespegla vi hur så vi svärra tövden och tro på han.
Firstly, Ephesians 2 verse 19.
Först Efesos brev kapitel 2 vers 19.
Says consequently you are no longer foreigners and strangers but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household.
Tid er tog ikke langt fremmant og utlendinger. Nei, tid er samborgere henne heilavå og husfolk Guds.
And Philippians 3 verse 20 also says our citizenship is in heaven.
Og Filippi brev 3 vers 20 sier at borgerskapet okkar er i himmelen.
These verses tell us that he has made us citizens in a kingdom.
Hesa versna fortelja okkum at hann er just okkum til borgarar og hann er kongarich.
And as citizens we have rights and responsibilities.
Og sum borgarar so hava vit rættindir og vit hava skyldur.
Responsibilities to seek the good of the kingdom.
Skyldur at søkja ta góða í ríkinum.
And be active members in God's society.
Og vit aktiv limir í Guds samfella.
There are many ways to express this.
Ta nekkur matar við sé hetta uppa.
That supporting missions is a natural way to reflect our heavenly citizenship.
Er stóla trúboan er naturlig mati at endispekla okkara borgarskap í himla.
A couple of weeks ago, as I was walking down my road to the local shop,
fyrir nokkra vikur síðan ta eg gekk um man til lokala handilin og heima.
I saw a man probably about 60 years old.
Så en man om trusar alteren.
He finished drinking from a can and just dropped it.
Han var livet drekka ur en dos og blekka en fra seg.
Just onto the grass.
Bare av gräset.
I was too far away and probably too shy to say something to him.
Jeg var for lengt bostur og kanskje eisne siddu for smegin til å si en akka vi han.
But immediately I was angry.
Men jeg drøddes ill alt fyrir eit.
His selfish and careless attitude.
Han sa osjälvsökna ja, han sa osjälvsökna ädborur.
Yeah, spoiled the environment.
Och leje naturna ett långkvarbe.
He probably didn't care.
Han huxar alla hälsa sjunta.
Or think it would make a difference.
Det helt att ha fått gärna kramon.
Because there was other litter around.
Vi har andra rusk som la och gör sig någon.
But he identified himself as someone not contributing in a positive way.
Men han uttryckte sig själv som en som inte gav ett jävligt utkast.
And I hope that as citizens of a kingdom,
vi vann som borgare i regionen,
that we can all be good citizens.
Så kan vi vara goda borgare.
To play active roles in building.
Som spela en aktiv roll i att bygga.
And seeking the good of the kingdom.
Och söka det goda i regionen.
Secondly,
for the last time,
he has made us the body of Christ.
So in just okkum til líkam Kristus.
1 Corinthians 12.
Fyrstu Korintbrev 12.
Verses 12 and 14.
Vers 12 til 14.
Tell us, just as a body, though one has many parts, but all its many parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one spirit so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slave or free, and we were all given the one spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many.
Tu eins so ligam er rett og hevur nekva limir, men allir limir ligamsins, um tær so er nekvir, tó er ett ligam, so er eisini við Kristus. Tu við einan anda voru við jú öll dort, att vara ett likam, annarkvöst vi nu är götar eller grickar, trealer eller frals, och vi tar öll finns en anda att räcka. Likam är ju helt inte en limor, men nekvir.
Christians need to work together in order to fulfill the Great Commission.
Kristian må arbeta samman i fjällan för att utfylla ta stora troboarna i bojene.
Matthew 28, verses 18 to 20.
Matteus 28, vers 18 till 20.
It says, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I'm with you always to the very end of the age.
Ta sig Jesus fram, talar till Herre och säger, mer är givet allt av allt i himlen och gör färre till jord och gör ett folkaslö till lärarsvänner, döpet här till namn färgsins, sonarens och hela er andans og lære dere å holde alt og jeg har bøy i tikkum, og jeg vil tikkum at det gjør lykke til enda togjørende.
It's a task so big, we need everyone involved.
Det er en oppgave som er så stor at vi tar tørre å øltekke lot.
It's a task too important to do it on a shoestring budget.
Hon är på första tutning till att vi ger att ja så vi får lite pengar.
Being different but equal parts of a body that's at work.
Att vara imisk men en jambjörs pastor ute i arbeten som vi just.
It reflects the equal importance of full-time Christian workers.
Det endespeklar att han jambjörs tutningen är full-time folk i mission.
And those who send them by praying and supporting materially.
Och de som sänder dem är vi att be för dem och att stola dem och fortsätta.
Nobody has all the gifts.
Ingen har alla gåvor.
And we need each other to reflect Christ.
Och vi har bruk för det kvar ögon till att kunna endespegla Kristus.
When Craig and I used to do ministry to Kurdish Muslims in Birmingham.
Ta Craig och jag och platte att göra platte att viska ut hur muslimer i Birmingham.
It was scary that we were often the only Christians they knew.
Så var det riande att vi ofta var det enaste tryggvante som de kände.
So we would try to introduce them to other believers.
Så vi rönte att presentera det i för öron tryggvante.
So they could see a wider view of who Christ is.
Så de kunde se en större mynd av hur Kristus är.
Thirdly, we're members of a family.
För det tredje så är vi limer i en familj.
John 1 verse 12.
Johannes kapitel 1 vers 12.
Says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God.
Men som munkun som tog emot ur honom gav han mått en vera bötn Guds, taimon uttrykva av navn hans herra. De är född, icke av blåve, helter icke hålls vilja, helter icke av mans vilja, men av gode.
Also, 1 John 3, verse 1.
Eisne, fyrst av Johannes herra brev, sorry, what chapter?
3, verse
1. Kapitel 3, vers 1.
Says, see what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are.
So church was starting to call like a fire in here was to come and we should call us but God's or with Eruta.
Being an active Christian can be exhausting and spiritually draining.
A vera an active Christian that can vera tröttande or what was the last part?
Spiritually draining.
Or andaliga drenande.
As members of a family, we also care for one another.
Som lemmar en familj så lägger vi där som utkvarn annan.
We all need encouragement.
Vi har all bruk för edjan.
We all need a shoulder to cry on sometimes.
Vi har all bruk för en axel att gråta på vi kvast.
And we all need people to pray.
Vi har all bruk för att folk bia.
These relationships are interdependent.
Hesa samband är knutet att kvarna öron.
And work both ways.
Och vi ska bo av er.
God created us for community.
Du Gud har skapat oss till samfälla.
So much of society tells us that maturity is the same as independence.
Så samfälla fortäller mig ofta att här vi byggvin är lik vi är vi självständig.
To think for ourselves.
Att huxa själva.
To love ourselves.
Att älska oss själva.
But when we look at our identity in Christ,
men tar vi hittat och har samlat av Kristus,
so much of it is about togetherness.
Så handlar så näck av tog om att vara i fälla.
And thinking about others.
Och att huxa med andra.
The people, the body, the family that we are.
Om fältet, om lika med om familjen som vi är.
The work that missionaries do.
Arbetet som troparar gör.
Isn't just what the missionary does.
Är det spärrat här som troparen gör.
It's also what you are doing.
Det är spärrat här som teacher.
Your prayers.
Tycker jag böner.
Your encouragements.
Tycker jag uppetjan.
Your financial gifts.
Tycker jag fortsatta gåvor.
All have a direct impact on gospel work.
Allt det var en bänlös avviskan av arbetet vid evangelium.
So please never underestimate the...
Gå aldrig undermätta...
Yeah, the power of working together for the gospel like this.
Kraften av att arbeta fela för evangelion och att hända något.
Your involvement really does matter.
Tikka utkast ger en väldig mån.
And we are also sheep in a flock.
Vi är ägna sejur i en flock.
Isaiah 53, verse 6.
Isaiah 53, verse 6.
Says, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
Vi viltus ötla lai som sejur, vi vente okkon kvörsvin ve, men Herren lär falla av hans skildina och illa av okkon ötlon.
Sheep are easily led astray.
Sejur fer latt av lai.
As a support raising trainer,
som en som underviser och att få stolar till via,
I should never be swayed by the prosperity gospel.
Så skulle det aldrig låta mig villfärre av framgångsevangeliet.
This false teaching says that strong faith and donations to the church bring health, wealth, material success.
Men det falska läran lär det här att I forgot. Repeat once.
This false teaching says that strong faith and donations to the church bring health, wealth, and material.
Yeah. Det falska läran är att störst kyrk och att geva till samkomna ger att gott liv och god hälsa och rikedom.
Nor should I be swayed by a poverty mentality.
Heldigt ska det låta med linda av en fattiga mentalitet.
This way of thinking.
Det som att den huxar på.
Assumes that it is somehow more spiritual.
Take if you give at the major andalit.
To not have enough.
At ich have enough.
And it can lead people.
Og det kan leie folk.
Especially missionaries who struggle financially.
Selja trúboar sum hava ringt við enda na rökka saman.
To be very materialistic.
At hugsa illa materialistist.
With their minds constantly consumed with do they have enough?
Hed atlatan hugsa hava við nokk.
What we really need to aim for
that som vi vill må mig efter
is healthy biblical stewardship.
Ja, sund biblisk stewardship
which looks to God as our provider for all things.
Have it just at God ska veta och kom öll och katöva.
And we praise and thank him for all that he gives.
Vi ber och tackar honom för allt som han ger oss.
And we make 100% of what we have available to him.
Och vi lät 100% av det som vi har vi tagit till hans ära.
In my ministry, I work alongside several organizations.
Vi menar tjänaste samarbete med flera fällskap.
To maintain a healthy perspective.
Att hålla ett sunt synsätt.
And to keep each other accountable and focused.
Och hålla kvar en ögon till arbet och hålla fokus.
In the past few weeks, I've been aware of a missionary in the UK.
How we finish vita om trupora i Bretlande.
Cutting back on food because they don't have the resources.
Som chepa minne är med att de har inte pengar.
Another missionary in the UK can't afford bus fare.
En annan trupora i England eller Bretlande har inte råd att rinta biljetten till bussen.
Which is about 40 kronor.
Som är omkring 40 kronor.
I wonder whether they have enough people praying for them.
Ta fram också om att de har några följare som ber för dem.
That's harder to measure.
Ta värre att mäta.
But they don't appear to be healthy missionaries.
Men de tycker sig inte vara sunda troende.
So one of the things I do about 4 or 5 times a year.
Att ta ut medierna om när fyra till fem färder om året.
Is help run a support raising training for missionaries.
Är det att hjälpa att General Sky has man lära för stolar.
So this picture.
Had a minton.
It's a stock image but it represents a young man called Rabbi.
Det umboa heter en tillvildalig mynt men heter umboa en ung man som heter Rabbi.
He's from somewhere close to Birmingham.
Han är från när han till Birmingham.
And he said that when he came to the training, it was like he was carrying a backpack full of rocks. He felt heavy and weighed down by the prospect of raising support. And However, as we looked at the Bible in the training,
men mer vi låsa biblarna I undervisningen.
We saw how Jesus himself lived on the support of others.
So we saw Jesus lived there av stole från örsund.
That's in Luke 8:1-3.
Så vi vet Lukas 8:1-3.
And also how when God was giving all sorts of rules and regulations for society.
Och ta god till att det immiska lovar och regler för samhället.
He set apart the Levites to live from the gifts and tithes from the other tribes.
So sheep and as well as the Levites lived out of God from touching from Urum Athabalk.
You can read that in Numbers 18.
Yeah, ta kom läsa I minst några från Numbers är mos böckerna. Ana mos böckerna.
The rocks slowly came out of Rabbi's backpack.
Steinen det kommer så lugnande ur ryggsäcken on the char Rabbi.
He left the training feeling so much more positive.
Han for fra his vengeance and nekmar apostle
and equipped to involve others in his ministry.
Udrostavu til at kunna involvera önnur I hans tjänstu.
Amongst university students.
Middle lesante.
The last time I spoke to him.
Seinastu tosa við hann.
He was grinning.
Smultist hann.
As his first supporters had signed up.
Til nú at hans fyrstu stólar tekna sig upp.
And he was thrilled to know that people are standing with him and committing to the work, just like he is.
Well, I'm glad for you. I know stole folks some of you on and they were stole some of you eternals and some of you on.
Just a couple of weeks ago, at the start of this month, I was in Romania.
Where in Romania?
Leading a support raising training there.
Has some of that the sky has my learner of stole at Lviv.
Romania is a large country.
Romania är störst land.
With a diverse and changing culture.
Vi har fjällbrötton och skiftande mentan.
One man there called Valentin.
And now we have some at Valentin.
Grew up in a Romanian orphanage.
Vax upp I en barnhem I Romania.
This is him here.
Heter han.
He is probably now about 50 years old.
Nu är han om halvtusen år.
So most of his early and formative years would have been in that orphanage.
Så de flesta av hans barna och formativa år som det var I hans barnhemmen.
During the communism era, which ended in 1989.
Under kommunismen som endade I 1994.
He was so honest in explaining that as an adult missionary.
Han var ärlig och förklarade att som en vuxen troende.
He really, really struggles to receive from others.
Så han trubbel vi att få från öron.
He feels ashamed to receive.
Han føler en skam av hva.
Because of his history in the orphanage.
Og så gav han seg forsøve I barnehjemmet.
We talked about the body of Christ.
Vi tog seg om lika om Kristus her.
And how partnering in the gospel.
Og hvordan samstarver I evangeliet.
It's not just about the missionary receiving.
Det ikke bare om troboeren som fær.
It's about working together.
Men det handler om å samstarve.
To put into practice the body we are.
At det sætter værk tager ligesom som vi derre.
So that others hear the good news of Jesus.
Så at andre hører at det går tydeligt om Jesus.
It was an honor to pray with him.
Det var en ære at kunne bede sammen med ham.
And his wife Amelia.
Og hans kone Amelia.
That God would do a healing work in his heart.
At Gud vil gruva det arbejde I hjertet hans her.
So that he can generously invite others into ministry.
Så at han vil lede kunne bede øren vi ind I tjenesten.
In a partnership way, not a begging way.
We are samstarvs mata, which is a bitterer mata.
If we can receive the free gift of salvation,
om vi kan få till fria gåvorna till ochjebeskåvorna av frälso,
and eternal life from God,
och ävist liv från Gud,
we should be able to receive some money from fellow believers.
Så borde det vara möjligt att finna några pengar från Felix tyckvant.
Who also think the ministry would do is important.
Som mest halta tennasan som vi ger är tydliga mycket.
The as well as training and equipping missionaries.
As well som att träna och ge trupper klarar.
I also coach them one to one.
When you are isna einklein.
And train other people how to coach.
Och when you under till isna lära frasar.
So I run two or three coach trainings each year.
So it gets a title to look sky more.
They're usually online.
They are valley on net and on.
But the next one will be in Thailand in October.
Men tanasta veru I Thailand I oktober.
as part of the Asia Mobilization Summit.
Som pastor av Asia Mobilization Summit.
One lady I coached recently.
En kvinna som är undervisad nyligen.
Realized that when she writes newsletters.
Fann det av att hon skriver tidningsskriv.
She's not simply reporting to donors.
Så skriver hon inte bara frågor till stolar.
And sounding busy.
Och fast där Joas som hon även kan göra.
She realized she's sharing with partners.
Hon fann det av att hon delar en budskap med sina samstagsfällare.
Equipping them both with prayer needs.
Och gav dem en bäge bönar över.
And encouraging them by how God is working.
Och gav vi en ägare om kvart god gör ute i hemmet.
I also help lead the Partnership Collective.
Jag hjälper ägare vi att leja the Partnership Collective att samstag för lärare, ja.
This is a Europe-wide initiative.
Det är ett program som är för allt Europa.
To equip and connect leaders of different mission organizations.
At stola og jevalayan fyrir mennesku trúpafelagskap um ambo.
To develop a biblical understanding on this topic.
At fáa eina bibliska skiljan ella fjandan um hetta evni.
And how it works in practice.
Og hvussu ta fungerar í praxis.
In different European contexts.
Í mennesku europeisku umstøvum.
This year in April we gathered in the Netherlands. We didn't plan content like a normal conference. But we all came with questions and ideas. Things like how to help missionaries who get stuck at 80% support. Or in a culture where Christians don't traditionally give to missions. How do I help them see that they are missing out?
Or
how can my organization plan a prayer time for our supporters?
Hvordan kan min fellesskap skipa en bønnelöte för våra troboare eller för våra stolar?
That the organization can repeat regularly.
Som fellesskapen kan endebruka flere for det.
It was slightly chaotic.
Det var litt kaotisk.
But a lot of fun.
Men det var stort litt.
As we put our ideas and our questions on post-it notes.
Som vi skriver våre huskott og spørninger i gule post-it lapper.
Yeah, and we built a schedule.
Og vi bygde et skjema.
And then we could go to whichever topic interested us the most. We all came away feeling like we had learned so much. And also connected with like-minded people. One participant commented, it has made my heart and my world so much bigger.
Det är just min hjärta och min heim så mycket större.
In fact, the recent support raising training in Romania.
Senast jag skrev som hörde i Romania.
Came off the back of this group.
Kom att han har hittat tillsats.
For many years, Michael.
Vi flyttade här så hej Michael.
He's in the checkered shirt.
Han är ute på pontet till systerna, amitne.
Yeah, he's wanted to develop better support raising training and practice in Romania.
Hev han yngsta system att arbeta i Romania och att få stolar till troboan och troboar.
And has been praying specifically for this.
Och hev be you touchly om hettar.
At this meeting in the Netherlands.
Till hessa stövnena i Holland.
It was easy to see how and why organizations working together like this is good.
Men det låter så att kvui och kvus är gott att fellesskapet som arbetar vi skulle kunna arbeta samman.
Yeah, the benefits are mutual.
Firmonen är utlandslagt.
So Joanna, who is in the black cardigan between me and Michael.
Joanna som är till svärsta tröjan mellan mig och Michael.
She normally works with international students in Edinburgh.
Hon arbetar vanliga vid Altsjöva läsande i Edinburgh.
But we went together to Romania as trainers.
Men vi får samman som undervisare till Romania.
Michael helped to coordinate and do a lot of the background things.
Michael hjälpte vid samskipa och gera klost.
They also invited CEF.
Det bjóða eisne CEF.
It's Child Evangelism Fellowship.
A fellowship som heitir Child Evangelism Fellowship.
Yeah, and Wycliffe Bible Translators Romania.
Og Wycliffe Bible Translation til Romania.
To come to the training.
A koma til venjingina.
And Mircha, who is the other side of Michael with the glasses.
Og Mircha som við sunnar av Michael, hann við brillur á.
He's praying about being a trainer next time we do the training.
Han biður að sleppa að gera sem venjar næstu ferð við skipa fyrir venjing.
Having Romanian trainers in Romania.
Að hafa rumenskar venjar í Romania.
Would be so much better.
Hey, við sonik bit.
So please pray for them.
So vinnali biður fyrir hesson.
That they could develop a strong training team.
At þeir kunna menna að stærstu venjingar tøymi.
That can also bless the nations around them.
Som eisne kunnu vera ein velsignelse fyrir tjóvina rundt om Romania.
So personally, I would like to say tusen takk fyrir.
Personliga så vil jeg gjerne si tusen takk fyrir.
To you for making this happen.
Til tikkum fyrir at dette her lets seg gjerra.
Your prayers and financial gifts.
Tikkara bønder og fortjallega gavur.
Have a direct impact on sending out workers into the harvest field.
Have an abundance of harvest can or send the harvest folk out to machine.
We may be a few steps back from the action.
Vi er kanska a sinter atan fyrir hans intention a henta.
But training and equipping others to thrive in mission and ministry.
Vi okkar arbeið við að venja og gefa öðrum tól til at blomstra og í tjenastu.
Has huge consequences.
Hevur stóra og tekur stóra áhrif.
Not just for the missionaries themselves and their families.
It should benefit the troop and their shalvar or their familiars.
But for the many people they will reach for the gospel.
Men fyrir þeir nekkur fólkið sem þeir fara að nóa við evangelíuna.
Together we're making that happen, and that's exciting.
Saman gerum við það svoleiðis að það letur sig henda og það spennandi.
I read earlier from Ephesians 2.
Áðrin talaði svo lesa úr Efesosbrevinum kapítil 2.
About being citizens of a kingdom. The next verses are relevant too.
Næstu versin er eisini relevant.
So this is Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and strangers, but fellow citizens with God's people and also members of his household, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
Det från vers 19 till 22. Tid är så islånga främmant och utländningar. Nej, tid är samborgare henne heilava och husfolk gods. Tid som uppbyggt er av grundvöldle apostlarna og profetarna, og hotnsteineren i Kristus Jesus sjolvor. Og i honom vera alle byggningren sammanbonden og vekser til heilat tempel i herranon. Og i honom vera eisne tid byggt opp vi hinom til bostad gods og i andanon.
I love how the whole building becomes a holy temple in the Lord.
Jeg elsker hos alle byggningren vera et heilat tempel og i herranon.
An American theologian John Piper.
An amerikansk teolog John Piper
says that worship is both the goal of mission and the fuel of mission. It's the goal of mission because we want people to worship where they are not currently worshiping. And we fuel mission by the giving of resources.
Og það brennir efni fyrir misjón til að við gefa tilfæntsja.
Whether that's finances,
um það fúttjallit,
skills,
um það okkar efnir,
possessions,
um það okkar oknir,
and prayers,
eller bönir,
because each and every prayer is used by God and is vital fuel.
Til hver einsog bön við brukt að góta og er viktigt brennir efni.
Just as I finish,
nú tar ég mig enda.
Thank you for the gift and chocolate you send every Christmas.
Takk fyrir gávuna og sjokoladuna sem du sendar hverju jól.
When the postman arrives,
ta postmaðurin kemur,
I feel that I'm seen and loved by you all.
So mestu ta at eg verið satt og er elska av tykkum öllum.
Not just as a worker doing a job.
ikke bare som et arbeidsfolk av maskiner som gjør arbeidet.
But as a person, part of your family.
Men som en personer, som en pastor, jeg tenker familie.
And a fellow laborer together with you.
Og en samsatsfølger sammen med deg.
I hope that when you see my prayer updates.
Jeg vågner til at jeg sitter med der bønner dagføringer.
I either sent directly in English or in Faroese through Akron.
Anten det som vi sender beinleis av enskund, eller det som vi tutt til førerstrøkningen i Akron.
I hope that you are encouraged.
Så vågner jeg til det vi etterje.
By what God is doing.
Av tog som god gjør.
And are equipped to know how to pray specifically.
Og vite hvordan det skulle bli av uttørselige.
If you'd like to receive them directly in English.
Om du vil få disse bønnedagføringer beinleis av enskund.
Let me know.
Let me so vita.
And there are also prayer cards at the back that you're welcome to take.
Og her altså bønnekort at han fyrir som tid velkommen å få at dere.
So God bless you.
God sikten til dere.
So I'll just close in prayer. Father, thank you for saving us to be part of a people with a purpose. Please help us to work together for the gospel. Please help us to see how our prayers, encouragements, and resources can be used to extend your kingdom. We pray that you would encourage all of us to seek your kingdom and your glory first in all that we do. In Jesus' name, amen.